Celebration Ministries presents Prophetic Insight and Teaching with Laura Allison. Thanks for listening to this podcast, and we hope you will be blessed. Make sure you subscribe to get new prophetic insights each and every week.
Hello, everyone out there filled with the Holy Ghost. You know, it's really interesting that I seem to be getting one word at a time for us in this season. Maybe it's because we're so occupied, preoccupied, that we can only take simple commands, and maybe not even that. But sometimes there are situations where one directive is all we can handle. So the Lord is giving me today one word, and that word is stand. I woke up with it, stand. Having done all, stand. We know that scripture. So let's talk about, just take an analogy of what it means to stand, because today we need to understand what stand means. So think about this. You're standing in line for a purpose. Say you have to get tickets, and they're important tickets, and there are 40 people or maybe even 100 people before you in line, and we've all been there. But this is going to help us to understand standing. If you leave the line, you lose your place, and you have to start over. So you stand and wait, and the sun is hot, and there's nowhere else to stand, or you lose your place in line. Everybody else wants these tickets too, so you can't go sit down and have a nice cold drink and come back, because you will what? Lose your place in line. So you stand. This is what standing means. Sweat is rolling down your body. Your feet hurt. You're bored. The people around you are irritating you to the max. Your back begins to hurt. Flies come. When you move forward, it seems to be an inch at a time. It seems like you're trapped. You can't quit. You can't take a break. And you're not really going forward. But all you can do is what? Stand. Plus, there's always a possibility that before you get to your goal, they'll run out of tickets. So that takes faith, because you got to stand in all this situation in faith. So sometimes standing is the hardest part of all. Sometimes looking back to the biggest part of the battle, or part of the preparation, or even the negotiations, the studying seems preferable. Anything is preferable to standing. In the middle of the standing, we wish we could do anything else. Sometimes the standing seems to take all of our strength, all of our determination. It may require perseverance, long suffering, and kindness in the midst of the standing. But this is what the Lord is speaking to us today. Patience, endurance, determination, faith, trust, and even joy in the standing, because those who are around us are in the exact same situation, and what we are doing can lighten their load. Even to those who are about to faint, as we release the joy of the Lord, it's contagious. But venom, anger, contempt, despair, all of those are also contagious. So in the standing, we have a plethora of choices that we never thought we would encounter. Who would have ever thought in our lifetime we would see this? Often in the midst of standing, we think anything would be better than this. Just let us do something. Just let us be in the middle of some kind of action. But often, patience is action. It requires a different kind of action. It requires a different kind of strength. Sometimes it might require strategy and vision and wisdom in a way we never thought. So even if we don't love it, we're in a season of having done all, stand. So stand and be continually filled with the Holy Spirit. Stand knowing that God is on our side, and of course, then who can be against us? Stand full of mountain-moving faith and death-defying prayer and darkness-stultifying light. Stand like a lighthouse on a rocky shore in the storm. Stand like a beacon of water and a refreshing oasis in the midst of the desert. Stand like the flag of your country in the midst of a great battle when it still waves, showing that the battle is not over. Stand like weary soldiers on the battlefield that is full of smoke, and no one can see that our side is still there. Stand like the street signpost when you're lost and finally you can see the one you're looking for. Stand when no one else is standing. Stand when no one else wants to. Stand when no one else will. Stand when no one is looking. Stand when you think you're going to die. Stand because you need to. Stand because you were told to. Stand because you may be the last one standing. Stand because who knows the full reason of why you were there in the first place. But stand because of the promises. Stand because of the reward. Stand because you don't want to do it all again, that which got you to this place. Stand because where else are you going to go? Beloved, the battle rages. Though everything around you may look horrifying, terrifying, different, and impossible, stand and stand and stand because the one who loves you best is doing all the work, and your part is to simply stand and be obedient to the very next thing. Stand knowing that the battle is his, and he is great, and he is mighty to save. Ephesians 6:13 in the Amplified says, "And having done all that the crisis demands," so make sure you've done it all, you've done all, "stand firm in your place, fully prepared, immovable, and victorious." We are victorious in him. Stand knowing who he is and who you are. Having done all, stand. Bless you guys in the standing. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Prophetic Insight with Laura Allison. For more teaching from Laura Allison, visit our Celebration Ministries YouTube channel or our website, celebrationministries.com. Donate and partner with us as we continue to train and mentor leaders all over the world. Visit celebrationministries.com/partner today. Join us again next time.